Previous research has found that a number of variables may be related to the effectiveness of tokens. For instance, increased number of pairings and a short latency, 0.5 to 1 second, between token and backup reinforcer delivery may increase the effectiveness of tokens. Similarly, it's important to consider whether the stimuli selected for conditioning, for example, poker chips, have already acquired reinforcing or punishing properties. For example, more pairing trials may be needed to condition as reinforcing an item that was previously paired with aversive consequences. Motivating operations, for example, level of deprivation of backup reinforcer, may also affect the conditioning of tokens because they will directly affect the value of the backup reinforcer. For example, a token may acquire reinforcing properties faster if it is paired with a more valuable reinforcer. One way of increasing the value of reinforcers is to limit access to them. Given the effects of motivating operations, abolishing and establishing on the value of all reinforcers, it is best to pair tokens with a variety of reinforcers. This will make tokens less sensitive to fluctuations in levels of satiation deprivation for certain backup reinforcers, as others will remain valuable.